I'd like to deal with a question. I'll tell you how the Hasidic masters answer the question. I don't know if it's to me that's satisfactory. I think we have a much more compelling and much more important reason. Understanding. The question has bothered me literally since I'm very young. Is the feeling of heaviness of the Rosh Hashanah experience. The pressure, my father, Zichron Levracha, was Orthodox, and in those days, Orthodox Shul, they didn't have youth groups. There were no youth over there. Literally nobody. There was nobody. I mean, literally my age, nobody. And, despite that, there's hours, long hours, and father expects you to be there. Thank God there was a few appeals, and I called Nidre, I could go out on Yom Kippur, and thank God the rabbi spoke a little long on Rosh Hashanah, and there was Mishaber, I could get out a little bit. But it was a terrible feeling. It was a very heavy, very heavy, heavy feeling. And as I grew older, I understood that this is a real serious day, your life is on the line, and I always had that feeling as the sages compare it to a day in court. Your life is on the line, you prepare much in advance, and you're going very nervous. God forbid, imagine just a malpractice suit. You'd be months preparing and months, God forbid, nervous about it. And this is not only malpractice, this is malpractice, but it's a king can chop your head off. And the thing I noticed about all this, that the more I felt that, the more resentful I became of it, and the less I enjoyed, and the less I prayed, and the less connected I felt. Okay, so that was my problem. But as I started getting older, I realized that the rabbis had the same feeling about Rosh Hashanah that I did. That it's not a day that you should feel that way. First of all, the Rambam says in his Code of Jewish Law that in Rosh Hashanah there's a mitzvah of simcha. Joy. He says it's not the same unfettered joy of a yontiv, but it's a mitzvah of simcha. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur simcha. You can imagine someone sitting there in a docket with his life on the line. He's going to be happy. Then, we have a allusion, an acronym for Elul, Ani Ledodi V'Dodi Li. Sentence in Mishle, I am for my beloved and my beloved's for me. Anyone think it's going to a marriage? Rosh Hashanah, a marriage? It's looking anticipation of marriage? I guess if marriage is like the other woman that Shlomo Melch describes, Motzi Ani Asa Isha Mar Mi Movis, I find a woman worse than death, I guess. It could be Ani Ledodi V'Dodi. What? How do we reconcile this? The rabbis say it's a day, there's an obligation to be happy. It's like a day of a marriage. It's a day, a month of being beloved. It's about a Sfardim getting up for Slichas already for a month. You think they're like, they feel like this is getting prepared for marriage and excited. It's a burdensome. How do we reconcile this? And I consider this a very serious problem. And so you can go into denial, it's a day of judgment. It's just a holiday, it's... Like kids sometimes feel, it's apples and honey, and that's not Russia. And if you go into the mode that it's a day of your life on the line, how do you get yourself psyched up, happy about that? That's a very serious question. The Hasidic masters, it's probably based on... has its roots in Kabbalah, say the following answer. But they're really dealing with a different, slightly different question. They're dealing with the question, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Torah introduces the laws of Rosh Hashanah. You get dressed up, you take a shave, take a haircut. That's the way you should prepare for Rosh Hashanah. That's not the way, as opposed to the way the Goyim prepare for a court case. Because you know you're going to win. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That's what the Torah writes. Okay, that's really the question. You know you're going to win. It doesn't become serious again. So they say the answer is like this. There's a guarantee that the Jewish people will be survive. That court case, we're going to win. Me as an individual, that's not so sure. So I should be happy as a member of the Jewish people and be secure as a member of the Jewish people, which, by the way, is not a small thing, too. You know, we lose sight of that. You know, who knows what's going to happen? We just lived through a huge Holocaust. We have bigger enemies than we had at the Holocaust, lurking all over the world, over a billion people. You know, so the fact that we know we're going to survive gives us some measure of confidence. But you know what? I still think it's hard to be happy if the people survive, but your family gets wiped out, you get wiped out. God forbid, your kids. I don't find that's a satisfactory answer. I think it just explains how... I don't think they're dealing... I think the Hasidim have misused that to say, therefore, you can be happy. They're dealing with a different question. How can you be sure you're going to win? That I understand. That's a good answer. You know, that's a philosophical question. How can you be sure you're going to win? And you go in there all shaved and upbeat. Not talking about you. You're not going to necessarily win. But the people are going to win, and that's a cause for confidence, too. But happy doesn't, to me, resonate with that, and I don't understand it. Marriage. Let me tell you what I think, and I think this is probably the a priori, literally the a priori axiom of the Torah. Maybe I'll start with a proof to this. I mean, not a proof, the basis for this. We had a man by name of Avram, and Hashem gives him his first test. What's his first test? Leave your father's house, where you were born, your country, and go to another land. What's going to happen in that other land? You're going to get fame, fortune, and family. Here you have no children. He's 75 years old. He has no children. His wife is 65. There's no children. And Hashem is guaranteeing him to go and get children. That's a test. That's a test. What kind of test is that? How many people, couples, do we know that have trouble, you know, fertility problems? The guy will give up his job and go to live in a different place if there's a bet, and that's on a better chance of fertility. He'll give up a secure, prominent position if he can't get it done here, and he'll move from a good job, secure job, to literally eking out a living. On the chance he'll have children. Hashem is promising Avram children. He's promising family, fortune, fame. What kind of test is that? It's not ridiculous. It's not a test. Again, what the Hasidic masters answer to this question is that